The stage is set for a bruising Castolaga Premier Soccer League title battle between table-topping Chicken Inn and defending champions Dynamos at Babafield Stadium come Sunday. This is probably both Chicken Inn and Dynamos' biggest match at this stage so far, and none of the two teams want to lose this game. A win for Chicken Inn will bring them closer to the league title, while a loss for the Gamecocks, coupled by a win for FC Platinum over Cholocho Pirates, will send the league title race wide, wide open. Chicken Inn lead the table with 49 points, followed by FC Platinum on 44 points and Dynamos on 42 points. Dynamos coach Tonde Raindiraya admits they have a tough battle in their hands at Babafield Stadium, adding they need to go an extra mile to come out with a good result.
We've got another tough fixture to look forward to. We are playing the league leaders, and if we won that fixture, it will enhance our chances of reducing the gap at the top. So they are a good side, a very strong unit. They play as a team, and we would need to go an extra mile for us to get a result in Blawai.
Although Dynamos are way off the pace, Niraya is refusing to throw in the towel, saying it's not over until it's over.
Quite a lot of number of points to play for. So yeah, we are still hopeful. I believe we can bounce back. We can fight till to the end.
A big danger is lurking for both Chicken Inn and Dynamos in the form of FC Platinum's Kugona Kunenge Kudada. The Miners are 5 points behind the leaders, and a draw between the Gamecocks and Dimbare will suit Kugona Kunenge Kudada should they win over Cholocho Pirates tomorrow. However, coach Norman Mapesa is modest, saying they do not want to put themselves under pressure by focusing too much on the league title than their own play.
We're just working. We'll see how it goes come end of the season. Otherwise, if we're going to give ourselves some targets, we're going to put ourselves under a lot of pressure.
At the same time, a battle of the two new coaches are also on the cards when Capes United's Green Machine hosts Highlanders at the National Sports Stadium also on Sunday. So far, it is so good for both Lloyd Shitembwe and Cosmas Zulu. Shitembwe has 4 points from his two games in charge, and the Green Machine fans are starting to celebrate as they used to do. But will they celebrate against the Boso of Blawayo? The other matches on the cards are Chapungu versus Buffaloes, Flame Lily versus ZPC Kariba, Harare City versus Triangle, Wawa versus Haumine, and Dongo Sawmills versus Wange. Meanwhile, the newly appointed Minister of Sport and Recreation, Makosin Hlongwane, has ordered an investigation into allegations that Zimbabwe sent athletes, including some injured ones, to the just-ended Africa Games. Hlongwane has also asked the Sport and Recreation Commission to investigate the alleged indiscipline that characterized the team's stay both in the Congo and on their way back home. One of the athletes is alleged to have falsified his start to be disqualified, while another, Kenneth Chibwana, was arrested at the Jomo Kenyatta Airport in Kenya following a fight. Zimbabwe managed a paltry 8 medals at the Games, 3 golds and 5 bronze medals. The good news, however, is in cricket, where the Pakistan team arrived in Harare yesterday for their 2 weeks tour of Zimbabwe. Pakistan have brought their best side to Zimbabwe, including the big-hitting Shahid Afrid, as well as Muhammad Afiz, Umar Akmal, Shoaib Malik, and Sohaid Mashood, who have a lot of international experience. The two sides will clash in 2 T20 matches starting Sunday at Harare Sports Club before the 3 ODI matches at the same venue on October 1, 2, and 5. Reporting for Studio 7 in Harare, this is Michael Kariati.